Blog Talk Radio.
Carolina Awards Ball. Location, Victory Lane,
entertainment venue, 2330 Tipton Wood Drive, Charlotte, North Carolina. Doors open at 9 p.m. Award presentation begins at 10. Ball begins at 11 p.m. Admission, $30 all night. Tables, $200. Seats, 10 with refreshments. Your commentator for the evening, the icon Jack Mizrahi. And your DJ, legendary Von Allure. There will be free and confidential HIV testing that will be offered by the Powerhouse Project. And don't forget the official Carolina Awards Ball Aftermath, that Sunday, February 24th.
Clock the hair.
Clock the hair.
Clock the mug.
Clock the mug.
Clock the nails. Clock my skirt.
You better get into it.
Clock the bag.
Clock the bag.
Clock the shoe.
Clock the shoe.
Now punch the clock. It's time to work.
Work, 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 work.
Move over, amateurs. Taking mine, taking yours.
Somebody better hold my purse.
Figure it out like Nancy Drew. Catch on quick like Harley Lou. Ooh, I'm check me, boo. Not you. I'm a pro.
Hello to my bitches, hello to my niggas. I'm live on the air, you know, it's the first time you guys haven't heard me in the Monday. You know, all alone. But I'm not going to be lonely and boring. Unlike, you know, the show has been lately, you know, if the show gives that and continues to give that, I'll just take another week off. It's nothing. But, as I wait for my co-host, I don't know if they're coming on the air or not, but Kelly is in transit to go break down buildings in L.A. And I don't know where everyone else is at, but we're here. We're live, and we're queer. So there was the Doreen Corey Ball, which got, you know, shut down. There was lights being turned out at the Super Bowl and lights being turned out at that ball as well. Congratulations to the merging of the houses of Evizu. And I forgot the other ones, they're not relevant. Yeah, so tonight is the night. So let's get it on and skadoopy. Do we have any... do we have any other co-hosts? Because I'm getting kind of lonely now. No, we don't. So, yeah. If you're in the chat room and you can hear me perfectly loud and clear, just say queer. Yeah. Okay, so, you know, I really haven't done this alone in a long time, so you guys are going to have to bear with me, or should I just, you know, go off all alone? There was a lot going on, you know, this past weekend, there was a lot with me. I ran over a cat. But it's okay. The cat will be okay. I'm okay. That's all that matters. But let's get back to this merging of these houses. Can someone, you know, give me the other two houses if you guys remember? Because I don't. I just know there was Evizu. What? Evizu, no. So, wait, Evizu, Prodigy, and La Croix? No. It can't be true, and it can't be you. Oh, So, co-host, are you guys calling in? If not, I would never speak to any one of you again in my life, in my fake life and in my real life. So are you guys going to call in? We have until, I'm timing you bitches. We have, I give you until 11:50, and I'll stop the show the way I want to stop the show. So if you guys are going to call in, you know, I'm not going to take completely over or nothing like that, so don't be skittish. Come on, let's have fun. You have 10 minutes, bitches. Okay, I need a crack blunt. There's too much going on right now for me. Okay, guys, just bear with me. I don't want to bore you out. I know, I just don't want to bore you guys out. Quick to attack a bitch. So, let's see who we have on the line. No, your mother sucks, sweetie. Remember that. 410-244, you're live on the air. No longer. 267-230, you're live on the air.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi, I just want to say that the mergers of two houses, there's no three houses. Two houses, LaCroix and Ivisu, merged together.
Oh, okay. So it wasn't like a threesome. It was just a twosome.
No, not at all.
Okay. Are you in any of those houses, sweetie?
Yeah, we created a new house of Lung Van.
Lung Van?
Lung Van.
Okay, you go off. Go off, Lung Van. I live. So, did you go to the ball? Lung Van?
Yes, we went to the ball.
Oh, the Lavons went to the ball?
Yes, the awards ball of the weekend, yes.
Oh, that's lovely. What type of feedback did you guys get? You guys got very that? Yeah, I know. Thank you, Lung Van. Who do we have next? That was Lung Van. 347-734, you're live on the air.
No, that's not the way I come on the air. I need an intro.
Kelly, aren't you on the plane?
No, I'm not. I'm driving through Los Angeles.
I now give to you...
You can take all the pictures you want.
The controversial.
Was not here as a friend of yours. She's a friend of mine, darling.
Unstoppable.
She won't make money off of my name, darling.
Legendary.
And that's why all the true beauty's been cut.
Mother Kelly Mizrahi.
What's going on, boys and queens? We are live on the air, back for another installment of the show. The number one radio station in ballroom history. Well, should I say the only radio station in ballroom history? Hey, Mr. London, how are you doing?
You know, you should thank me, Kelly, really.
Thank you. I definitely do thank you.
No, I'm happy you made it safely. How is it?
Leave it.
Is it cold?
I'll get it. What you call it?
Can we my iPad is dead right now, so I have to charge it up. But Switchboard, if you can call Divine, because the show is full, she's trying to get through. Divine is trying to get through. The show is full. And where's the rest of my co-hosts, honey? I need, where's Rodney? Where's Alexis? And everybody, honey, call in now. So what's going on with you, London?
You know, nothing much. Just relaxing at home, drinking some ginger ale.
So you heard about the new house of Levant?
Yeah, I was going to go, but, you know, the girls gave it. It was going to be a scam.
They said it was going to be a what?
The girls gave it was going to be a scam. You know, the lights were going to get cut out. I already knew everything that was going to happen before it happened.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But, Aronian, if you can call in and tell me why your fat ass cut the lights out, that would be lovely.
Lovely. You're not having it tonight.
You know, I just had enough, Kelly.
Everybody put your drinks in the air.
Put your drinks up.
Pull them up.
Put your drinks up.
Pull them up.
Put your drinks up.
Pull them up.
Put your drinks up.
Let's go, let's go.
Put your drinks up.
Pull them up.
Put your drinks up. Put your drinks up. Put your fucking drinks up.
Put that bottle up in the sky till it looks like rain when it pours in her eye. My, you're so high. Drunk off the bubbly, you don't know why.
Good evening.
Hello, Rodney.
Hello.
What's going on, Rodney?
Nothing much.
It's myself in London. We're on the line, honey.
Oh, okay. What's going on, ladies? Hey, London.
Hello. It's a lovely night. So, Rodney, why are the girls giving that the Prodigy to join with the Press Future?
No, unfortunately, it was just the Prodigies. We was just, you know, we was there competing and having fun, doing our thing. Kelly, we definitely have people on the line tonight that's going to come on. We got our father that's coming on. Then we have the founders of the House of Levine that want to come on and talk about some things tonight. So have you guys did any callers or anything? Y'all just did the intros.
No, we haven't done anything. We were just sitting here. We were just talking. London was actually holding down the show. You know, I just got on the line.
I'm gonna go ahead and start and talk about some things. Gonna be in and out. In reference to, I listened to the Aftermath today, and I want to touch up on some things in defense of Alvernian, as a matter of fact. For those tables, I heard people that saying about the tables and stuff like that. For 3 months, Alvernian was advertising tables $150 in advance, and then maybe like 2 weeks before the ball, they went up to $200, which was, you know, what everybody do. You know what I'm saying? But what you advertise for $150, because people don't wait till the last minute to purchase their tables, I'm not going to change what I'm going to give you because it's $200, because you wait till the last minute. Because you still have to order stuff, do stuff, and stuff like that. So tables were $150 in advance up to 2 weeks prior to the ball, and then it changed to $200. And the table did have sandwiches, had cookies, there's something they was eating outside, as well as a bottle of liquor with some candy and stuff. So for $150, for those that paid in advance, for $150, that's an okay table.
Right, so
did you pay $200? No, we paid $150. We paid in advance. That's why we was in the front. We paid in advance. It was $150 at that time. Then it went up to $200 maybe like a week or two before the ball.
Yeah,
and what else? People get into bars very, very, very late, especially in Philadelphia now with the venues. You know you have to be out at 2 o'clock. So I got there about 11, and actually they already did the award ceremonies and different stuff like that, so I didn't catch who won other years and different stuff like that. But I hear that there's a discrepancy with some of the other years because the people say what they heard at the ball is not the list that is put out, that I've already put out. So maybe he was doing it off the top of his head, and maybe he'll come on tonight to verify all of the other years, because I hear, you know, for a certain, for a different couple of the categories, that some people won at the bar tour, they won, and then when they were putting congratulations and people was congratulating them and stuff like that today, then when the list came out, it was a different name for the other year. So some people feel offended, some people feel embarrassed, stuff like that. So hopefully Ivana will come on and get to the bottom of that with the other years. As far as everything else, the ball had to be over at 2 o'clock, and, you know, everybody's still getting there, 12:30, 1:30, thinking that the ball was going to go on past that. Even Kelly get there at 1:45, you know. So
I wasn't coming for the ball.
Okay, you was coming
exclusively
for the aftermath. Okay, okay. Okay. Definitely. So, first of all, congratulations to the House of Revlon for winning House of the Year. Congratulations to Farmer Tony for his numerous of the years. He definitely was out and about this year. He got Icon of the Year, Father of the Year, House of the Year. I think I also heard him say South Carolina's Finest. So he definitely was doing his thing this year. And big ups to the House of Revlon for House of the Year at the Awards Ball. There definitely was a few other years that was in question. Of course, we was talking about those. I don't know if any caller's going to call in and talk about it, or it's just going to be a Facebook gangster read and
everybody,
different stuff like that, like we always
everybody
do.
Hold on, Ronnie. Everybody, welcome to the show, the legendary mother herself, Divine Chanel International.
Find out when did Alvernia become a LaCroix and all of that too, because I have some information that I want to share once they come on the line and I talk with Michi. So he did say he will be calling in just to give us, you know, a little bit of history, a little bit of update and how the collaboration and everything came about. So if Michi is on the line, we can go ahead and get started with that. He can press 1.
No, I don't have it yet. My iPad is still dead. I'm charging up my iPad. As soon as my iPad charges up here, I'm gonna be on it.
Yes, they definitely collaborated to become one unity.
Oh wait, hold on. Let me see if I can do it from my
What's the problem there?
My iPhone. Hold on.
You can.
Okay, I'm not
reading. I'm kind of
like a little. Okay, so what's the purpose of that? Like, what's the fun in that? What is?
Was
there a reason? I'm
kind of
a little lost. Did somebody
kind of
help me out?
I mean, I guess it was just, you know, just something fresh for the ballroom scene for the year.
So now because there was three overall. So how does that go?
Michi will definitely, Michi and Kenny, Tokler, they will be on the line to, you know, explain and answer any questions that anybody will have about their merger.
Oh my God. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh wow.
They need to come on, honey, and let us know. They need to let us know, and they need to hit you up, Rodney, and let you know so we can get their numbers up there if they're not already on the phone line, because the phone lines is already jam packed already.
Michi, if you're listening, text me to let me know that you are on the line. So, as soon as Kelly gets squared away, we can chime you in. Just text me and tell me yes, you're on the line.
Yeah, I'm trying to get these shits. That's my iPad. I'm trying to. It's a mini. I'm trying to get this fucking iPad or this iPhone to let me get on. This radio show and log in so I can see what's going on. But all my shit is dying over here, honey. So y'all gotta be with me, honey. I've been going out my house since 11 o'clock this morning. So y'all gotta be.
Yeah, Michi said he is on the line, Kelly. So whenever you're squared away, he definitely can bring him on.
Okay, well, Michi, can you press 1 and Switchboard will definitely bring you on, or we get what callers that we have that's online, we can bring them on so we can get all of this going, honey, because my shit is dying over here, honey. I'm trying to work over here, but shit, everything dying over here, honey.
Oh, God.
Switchboard, it should be a 215-520 number.
Yeah, if somebody sent me a message saying your calls ain't died, you just trying to bust loose in L.A.
Incoming transmission.
Michi, you're live on the air.
Hello, everyone.
Hey, Michi.
What's going on, Michi?
Nothing, chilling.
Well, congratulations on the debut Saturday night at the ball. You guys definitely came through deep representing. Y'all was battling the House of Prodigy. We was definitely going back and forth with all the categories on Saturday night. We definitely put on a show for the crowd. Could you tell us a little bit about the history and how did the merger come about? Divine wants to know. Well, everybody wants to know.
Okay.
I have a couple of inquisitions. Go for it.
Okay. The House of Laquan and Izisu, the leaders of both houses have been tight for quite some time. And we always considered ourselves to be sister houses. We reached out to each other on an idea that came to the table with merging both houses. But as we know in the past, a lot of houses that have merged weren't successful and it didn't last long. So we collectively decided that in order to make this work, it was a lot, but we dropped our last names to create a whole new house. Because I think a lot of times with mergers, there's a lot of segregation, and that's due to holding on to the last names. And we wanted to alleviate that whole problem of holding on to last names. And I don't have a problem with it, and Kenny doesn't have a problem with it, or Kiana or Kennedy. So I feel like at the end of the day, if we're fine with it, that everybody else should be fine with it.
I know that's right. Oh, so Kennedy is back. A la va.
Yeah, she's back. It's long been. It's long
been. Long been. Long been.
Oh, you know, it's going to take me a minute, honey. You know, I'm high.
I'm gonna make it easier for you, Kelly. It's like your front lawn, lawn, then. That's it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't have any problem with it. Let me go ahead and say that now. Out of curiosity, how do different things go when you do such a thing? So how does it go with the overall parent situation? Is there more than one set like they had done with the blonde?
Yeah, well, you know, in ballroom, you make your own rules, and we decided to make our own rules. So we actually have a royal family, which consists of the two overall mothers, which is Kiana and Kennedy, and the two overall fathers, which is Kenny and myself.
Oh, okay. So what happens when you guys are in the building at the same time? Who actually, you know, like, well, I don't know, I guess that's something personal that you guys would do, but I'm like, who actually, you know, takes the panel and who decides, you know, how does that work out? Just out of not being funny, please don't take me being funny.
Wait a minute, hold on one second. Hello, I'm back. I also have Kenny on the line.
Hey, Kenny.
What's going on? No, Kenny, not Kennedy.
I said Kenny. You know, okay.
I know, Kelly. You're high. I know.
Hey.
Hey, everybody.
What's up, Kenny?
Hey, Rodney. Okay. Hey, Divine. London. And hello, everyone.
Hello.
So go ahead, Divine, with your question again.
So how does that work when you have all of this in the building? Well, I mean, I don't know if that's even a good question, because it's like, okay, so all four of you are here. Who decides they're going to go to the panel tonight, and then who decides they're going to go and, you know, how does that work?
And I mean, honestly, Ballroom has changed a bit, and it's basically spread all over the country, even more so the world. So I know for myself, with career and trying to balance a career and a personal life and ballroom, it's hard to be every place. So as ballroom evolves, the general make of a house needs to evolve, at least that's how we see it. So instead of running yourself ragged trying to attend every function, you now have got four different individuals that can be at any place at any time.
Okay, I could see that.
And most of the time, Divine, with that, the promoter of the whoever ball it is, they pick who they want to judge anyway.
Okay.
And at this point right now, you have one icon and three legends that you can pick just from the royal parents. And then from that point, even down a list of all of other parents, they are all legendary. So you have a list you can pick from anyone that will be more than qualified to sit on anyone's panel.
Oh, that's hot. Okay.
And so, a lot of people at the ball saw that there was a little bit of tension between the houses of Longan and Prodigy, and we just want to be the first to say, I'm on the phone with the overalls, and I'm the overall, say welcome to the ballroom, welcome to the floor, welcome to the battleground, and it's only ballroom.
I know that's right.
Well, absolutely. I mean, obviously, in order to be the best, you have to be the best. So with that being said, we're ready to take on anyone. So the playing fields are now level. So, you know, we're ready, willing, and able to battle these days. So, yeah, we're anxious. Every major function, you're going to see an exclusive live band hitting the floor. And, you know, we don't want anything but love, peace, and trophies. So it is what it is.
I know that's right. You know that's right.
There's nothing but, you know, Rodney, it's all healthy competition. So we don't.
Most definitely.
And at the end of the day, once the ball is over, we hug, we make up, and we'll do it again in another month.
So when the next time we going to see your house on the floor?
You know, you'll be seeing us making an appearance in North Carolina. You'll be seeing us make an appearance at the Christian Ball. You'll be seeing us make an appearance at the Midwest Awards Ball. You'll be seeing us make an appearance at the New York Awards Ball, if there's ever a date confirmed. You'll be seeing us at the Virginia Awards Ball. So we've got a pretty hectic schedule ahead of us, but we've been, both of our houses respectively, when we're individuals, we're on blackout. So it gave us time to revamp, regroup, and do whatever. And now we're going to see us everywhere. I just want to say, personally, for those people
Did all the members collectively, all the members have collectively joined as well, or did you guys leave some behind, or how did that work out?
What was most important that that this was a buy-in from everyone. So while everyone may think that this is just some snap decision, this has been something that's been in the making for almost 5 months. So we don't do anything as you know, important as losing your last name without giving it some thought and preparation. With that being
Devon, you got to stay up on the current events in the Elite Room, Devon. We've been talked about this. We just didn't know the name, Devon.
But with the founding members of Ezekiel and the founding members of LaQuad, all of them are here. Deshaun, Roxy.
No, I wasn't talking about founding members. I'm talking about as far as the regulars and just, you know, just the members, the kids. So all the kids were collectively, they were okay with that?
Yeah, collectively, all the kids that were in our both respective houses are now here as exclusive La Lens.
Oh, okay, cool.
I know that's right. Work it out, honey. So if anybody on the phone lines, y'all have any questions or comments or concerns, y'all can press 1, and we'll definitely take y'all calls, honey.
So since the merge, do you guys think you have the biggest house in the ballroom now?
By no means.
Oh, no, by no means do we think that. And if we have it our way, we'll never have the biggest house in ballroom.
That's right.
Do you think that you're going to be a catalyst for change? Do you think that other houses are going to go ahead and begin to merge as well? I mean, you know, or merge successfully as you guys have done so far?
Well, you want to go, Kenny?
I was going to say, brother, that, you know, obviously, you know, ballroom and in life in general, you have to evolve. And the only thing that we did is evolve. So if you don't evolve, it's like survival of the fittest. You either will evolve or you'll become extinct. So with that being said, we have simply made decisions in order to strengthen us for the ball in the head. So while it may not, you know, initiate other people to merge their houses, I guarantee that people are going to make changes in order to prepare for this. I mean, because we're coming, and it's just as simple as that.
My phone is dead. I got a question that just came over. They want to know what about what's the tea with Alvernia? Is he a part of y'all?
Yes, Alvernian is a part of us. The House of Prestige didn't merge with us. Just Alvernian came along with us. Alvernian came along with me over a month ago, maybe a little over a month ago. And when the merge took place, he was a part of that.
So So Michi, we're gonna keep doing your interview, but as soon as the interview is over, I'm gonna have to start my shit. So just go ahead with y'all questions, then I'm gonna go ahead and give you Kelly for a minute once we've done with the interview. They already hit my phone up already.
Can we get to this caller before you go there, Rodney?
Yes, of course.
Okay. 803-521, you're live on the air.
803. We are introducing the ITT Tech Opportunity Scholarship for College.
803-521, you're live on the air.
Put Trayvon back on hold, please. Thank you, Trayvon. Thanks for reaching out. Okay. If anybody else is on the phone lines and y'all have any questions, can y'all press 1? If not,
incoming transmission.
404-454, you're live on the air.
404-454, you're live on the air. Okay, girls, ain't nobody got time for y'all games here tonight, baby, okay? I'm working off an iPad mini, honey, and it's hard, honey, so nobody got time. Okay. Go ahead, Rodney.
Well, they told me, they said, you know what, let it go. Don't even worry about it. So I said, all right, I won't say it.
Okay. Well, I want to know what it was.
Okay. Well, I'm going to say, okay. Mitch, you said Alvernia came along over like a month ago?
Yes, I did.
Okay. At the last, I guess you'll figure out what it is. At the last month's First Fridays, it was Econ versus a LaCroix for the mini grand of the, I think it was like $500 for the runway.
Correct.
And Ivernia had to break the tie. Seems as if there was already a LaCroix on the panel, officially a LaCroix. I mean, you said Ivernia came with over a month ago, which is included in that date. Do you feel that it was unfair that it was two LaCroix on the panel and Ivernia actually broke the tie for the LaCroix?
Actually, if that was the case, then yeah, I would think that was a problem. I had an issue with that same situation that happened to us years ago, but Ivernia actually came the week after.
Okay. He cleared that up. Ivernia came a week after the First Friday.
Yes.
All right, so that's what they asked about.
Any other questions for me, Rodney?
No, that was all what came across.
Okay,
hold on.
I do, Michi. I do. Hold on, you ready?
Okay.
A while back, we mean like a week or so ago, Erica had 007 on her page. I guess apparently she wasn't buying into the Lanvin collaboration and stuff like that as far as her title or things of that nature. Obviously, it has worked out, but what was the presence of that?
Okay, a few weeks ago, Erica's been my daughter. She's been under me and Kennedy and Season since she was 14 years old. Erica's spoiled. She's very spoiled. I love her to death. Me and Raymond came down kind of hard on Erica about a situation. Erica's been a part of the merger since the beginning. She's for it. She loves it. She was never against it. Just like a lot of kids when they throw temper tantrums or, you know, these parents, they get an attitude. She did that. That was a lash out towards me, but Erica never went anywhere, and it didn't have anything to do with the merger. It was her being mad at me.
Gotcha. It's always good, you know, always good to hear from the source to clear all the rumors and stuff up, you know.
Yeah, because as you see, she was well-prepared and dress code and for her category, football. So that was a temper tantrum that lasted all of about 12 hours, and that was that.
Okay. And Kenny, I must say, I definitely like the line effect. I definitely like that with the glasses as well. Definitely, it was on point.
Thank you very much. You know, I don't walk off them, when I do hit the floor, I want to make sure it's definitely on point. So,
thank you very much. Hold on, y'all. We got to call us 678-600. You're live on the air.
Hello?
Yes, you're live on the air.
How y'all doing? This Booty. What's up? Meet you. What's up, Kenny? What's up, everybody?
Booty.
What's up, Booty? What's up, Booty?
Hi, Uncle Booty. How y'all doing? You know, I know with a lot of things, you know, sometimes challenges come. So could you tell me, like, and tell, you know, the viewers, like, what was one of the hardest challenges that you guys had with this merger? Can you hear me?
I know.
Yes, we can hear you.
I know. Yeah, I know for me, Booty, the biggest challenge I had was, you know, moving with having the legacy that Arbert instilled in me, would I be able to bring that over to a new institution? And, you know, with the answer being yes, this is an opportunity for not only me and the things that I learned from my days at Sinclair, from my days of being in VSU, to put my stamp on something new. So this is simply, you know, me being, now we're founding members of our own family. So that was one of the biggest challenges that I faced. But honestly, like, Michi and I are mirror images of one another. Our houses are mirror images of one another. And it really just is a win-win situation. That's my take on it, brother. Your thing.
For me, Booty, the hardest part was letting go of my name. Because that was my baby. That was my legacy. I started LaCroix, you know, me and Kennedy, 9 years ago. And it was hard, but I really wanted to do the merger because I feel like ballroom is all about taking risk and taking chances and gambling. And I just wanted to go for the gamble. And when I thought about it and I realized, you know, Merges is, this is nothing new to ballroom. Houses have merged for years.
But I had
to ask myself, Woody, like, where did they go wrong in those merges? And I think a big part for me was holding on to the, we could have went with LaCroix Ibisu or Ibisu LaCroix, but we felt like to let go of that and to be like all on one accord. The name had to change, and I was fine with that because, you know, with at the end of the day.
Somebody's phone is doing shows.
Somebody's phone is really bad. Switchboard, can you find out who that is?
I'm trying to get this shit to charge up.
Well, I would like to congratulate you guys and just wish y'all the best. Wish you the best in the future and anything you guys are trying to conquer. And good luck.
Thank you so much, Booty.
You're
welcome.
Thank you, Booty.
So, Mitch, you hold on. Mitch, you kind of answered part of my question. You were saying you guys have been there for 9 years now. Kenny, how about the Ibisus? What? How many years have you guys been in existence?
We've been in existence for 10 years.
Okay. And let me ask you guys, with status, with different things like that, with the houses merging together and the individual houses with the legendary stamp on the houses, how do you guys, like, was that a hard decision as well? Because now you start from scratch as opposed to getting that stamp for your house for being legendary, you know, legendary house in existence and, you know, performing and stuff like that. Michi.
Okay, for me, Kenny can tell you that was one of the easiest things for me to let go of. Because to me, and I'm going to be honest with you, this legendary and icon thing has become a joke.
Right.
So to be honest with you, it was more important for me to bring new excitement to ballroom because the legendary thing don't really mean much to me these days.
Okay. I understand that. We're on the same page with that.
Yes.
Okay.
Go ahead, we got another caller. 910-818, you're live on the air.
Well, hello, everyone. This is the legendary Econ Revlon. How's everybody doing?
Hello, Econ. How are you?
You know,
hello.
Hey, London. Hey, Kelly.
Okay. Happy birthday. Happy birthday, Econ. I'd be the first to say it on the show. Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Happy birthday.
Thank y'all so much. Well, you know, I definitely want to congratulate, the Ibisus and the LaCroix on the merge, but I'm so thankful to get my answer from over a month ago. It just didn't quite fit well in my spirit from a month ago. I didn't understand what had happened. So we had two votes on the panel. Okay. Just had to make sure what Evernian was up to. But that's all. Just listening.
Thank you for the next caller we have is 614-668. You're live on the air. 614-668. You're live on the air. Okay, I guess not. Okay. If anybody else have any questions, comments, or concerns, feel free to definitely press 1. I'm trying to get this fucking phone to fucking charge, honey. She's doing shows over here, honey, okay? Bitch, I'm gagging. So, Rodney, you have any more questions, Rodney?
No. I mean, I'm pretty much, good with that. Just, you know, want them to come out and make sure, give a voice so the world would hear where did they come from and the idea and the process and everything like that, so people will be on point with them.
Okay, I know that's right.
Can I just say one more thing, if you guys don't mind?
Go ahead.
I want to make sure that everyone understands that, the name of the house is not just Lanvin, but also Exclusive. And the reason that Exclusive means so much to be put before it is because it's a combination of both Ibisu and LaCroix. If you look at it backwards, it's Ibisu spelled backwards. It's LCX, which represents LaCroix. So it's not only are we holding on to, are we keeping and preserving our legacies as the House of Ibisu and LaCroix, but we've also combined it with our new venture that we're going towards. So if you see
the word exclusive before it, not only does it mean what we stand for, but it also is a throwback to our old name, house name. So if you see that, if you look at the word exclusive, how we spell it, and you'll see Visu, you'll see LaQua spelled in it.
I know that's right.
You have somebody that want to come on to say a few things to you guys. Kelly, look for his number.
215-313, you're live on the air.
First of all, Rodney, you baby.
So what, Mr. Boone?
Excuse me, bitch, you know you tried it. I'm going to get you for that. I'm going to get you for that, you late night. What's up, Kelly? Good night.
What's going on?
This is Blumenthal.
Hey, Blumenthal, what's going on?
My flight gets into L.A. Thursday at around 3. I'm coming in for the Oscars, so we got to get together and do brunch or something.
Yes, we definitely have to do that. I'll be definitely
yes.
going to Oscar party on Sunday, so we definitely have to do that.
Yes,
hey, Blumie.
Yes, okay. What's the tea? Is Divine still on the phone?
Yes, Divine is still there.
I hate Divine.
Can you hear me?
What's the D?
I'm here.
It's been ages. I haven't seen or talked to you in forever. How you been?
I'm good.
Okay, I'm just coming through to say hi, but Rodney, we're going to have to talk. I'm going to have to deal with you.
Invite me when you get to L.A. So you get
yes,
all the numbers the same.
Yes, I most certainly will.
Okay, cool. We'll definitely
Shout out to Nikki and Kenny. And shout out to Michi and Kenny on the line.
What's going on, Tom?
Hey, Tom.
Yes. Well, I'm just coming through the show live. That's it. I ain't really want much.
Okay.
What's up?
What house you in?
Oh, without a doubt. Exclusive Long Ben. It ain't even a question. But Kelly, I'm gonna hit you up. All right, make sure you I'm sure by the time Thursday roll around, you'll have a nice place picked out for brunch if you're down.
Yes, most definitely.
Okay.
I'll
talk to y'all.
Thank you for calling in, Tom.
No problem. Talk to you later.
Okay, we have another caller. The next caller we have is 917-8-863. You're live on the air. 917-863, you're live on the air. Okay, you go on. Nobody got time for that. Okay, anybody else is on the phone lines, you got anything to say, feel free to definitely press 1 at this time, and we'll definitely ring your call on. This fucking iPhone is not fucking charging. Hold on. 347-829, you're live on the air.
Hello?
Yes.
Hey, hi. Hi, everyone.
We're finding yourself.
I'm good. I'm not sure if you guys spoke about this, but did you guys have an opinion, or did you guys check out Beyonce?
What you said, love?
I said, did you guys see Beyonce for the halftime? Did you guys check her out?
Yes.
Okay, was it, did she come through, or did she come through?
Yeah. I think it was all right.
What do you mean it was all right, Kelly?
You know,
it was all right. I got more life for seeing Destiny's Child than I just did seeing Beyonce by herself.
Really?
Yeah. Beyonce, the whole Beyonce thing, you know, it was very abhorrent to me. If you sit and you watch things, if you watch shows the way I watch shows and everything, and I critique things, and you know, I'm really, Beyonce wasn't in her positions that she was supposed to be in and everything. She was off point with a couple of her routines and everything. But you know, the Destiny's Child was the best thing to me.
Right, but if you ever been to a Beyonce concert, she did the same thing.
Well, I've never been to one.
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Oh, no, go along.
Oh, yeah, that's what makes her different, and aside from the other girls you would go and see
in concert. If you go to see Beyonce in a live concert, you're going to get a performance. You're going to get a show. You know?
Yeah, like when you call it to this radio show, you know, I'll give you a show. Other like when you call it to the other girls' radio show, you know, it's very blah. Goodie. But I'm not gonna mention no names.
Wow. Yeah, but I thought she did an awesome job, you know, so, you know, that's all I wanted to say.
Thank you, caller. Okay, the next caller we have is Marcus, you're live on the air.
What's up? Hey,
what's going on?
Are we gonna discuss the ball?
What'd you say? Yeah, we're going to discuss the ball. I can't discuss the ball.
Why don't you start it off, sweetie?
I can't discuss the ball because I wasn't in the ball. I was there for the aftermath.
Okay, I'm back.
They want to discuss the ball. I wasn't there for the ball, so I can only discuss the aftermath.
Okay, what they actually want to discuss about the ball, and I can start from there.
Marcus, what you want to discuss about the ball, Marcus?
What's up, Marcus?
What's up? You can hear me say hey? I guess we can start the performance. Might as well start off with the $1,000. Or you want to go in order?
When you say discuss the ball, do you want to discuss, like, things that you thought were inappropriate or just...
The categories. I mean, I didn't really pay attention too much. This about the ninth week we've been going to a ball straight. So, you know, they all blending in together to me.
Okay, well... What I'll do first, I'll discuss, say congratulations and welcome to Mother and Fatherhood, Lisa, Legendary Lisa, and Legendary Rich Prodigy. You guys look wonderful at the ball. Welcome. They are the new parents for the Philadelphia chapter of Prodigy. Also to the Hall of Famers that were inducted, I remember Charles Aga, Tommy LaBeija, Letitia Revlon, it was a few more. I think Ross was already in there. A few more people. Congratulations to all of you guys.
Yeah.
Tim Princess, yeah. And welcome to legendary status, Bria Etro, Marquise Prodigy, and Don Juan Lavain.
Well, I know that's right. So everybody that's on these lists for legendary status is going to become legend at these awards ball coming up.
Right.
Mm. I'm done.
Who said that?
Oh, that was me. I said I'm done.
Oh.
Why you kiki, Rodney?
Hold on. Oh, God. Is Michi still on the line, or is he already gone?
I think Michi's gone.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry, caller. I'm sorry, text. I missed that text. I had to go do something.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wait. Hold on. We got some callers. Hold on. 202-610. You're live on the air.
Hey, what's up, Kelly? Hey, London.
Hey, sweetie. How are you?
This is Bishop.
Hey,
I just wanted to make.
I know when you look through the phone, you heard more people on the phone than them two. So,
yeah, I'm making sure. I just wanted to comment on the Super Bowl. I'm gonna let you know something. Keep it real with you. They had a junk on Twitter. I don't know if y'all saw it, but it was on Twitter where Keisha Cole came for Michelle from Destiny's Child. She came for a real hard today on Twitter. It's in the group right now. But yeah, check that out. That's for probably for Tuesday. Y'all can talk about that. But anyway, I just want to say hello to you all, and that's about it.
Thank you, Bishop, for calling in.
All right, baby. Enjoy California.
The next caller we have is 412-537. You're live on the air. 412-537. You're live on the air. Okay, you're gone. You're gone. Hold on. The next caller we have is 215-220. You're live on the air. 215-520. You're live on the air. Okay, you're gone. Girls, when you press 1, you better be ready to talk or you're going to be completely disconnected off the show. Okay, let's finish with the recap.
Well,
okay.
So I guess we can go into the $1,000 performance. Is that about time? Rodney.
$1,000 performance was won by Erica Kane. She won the female figure portion of it. Although it was brought up, why didn't she walk legendary performance? If she was legendary for performance, that was her call, I guess. I don't know why she didn't walk legendary performance. Only Trouble walked legendary performance, and Trouble got 10s for his effect, but got chopped for his performance.
But I thought when it's a legendary category at a ball, legends is not supposed to walk regular categories if they have a legendary category.
This is true. This is the unspoken rule of ballroom. This is true.
Well, just listening.
Okay. And shout out to the Twisted about the Prodigy. They won the Twister segment. All the Vogue Femmes, if I'm not mistaken, were chopped. I think all the Vogue Femmes were chopped. Am I correct?
Yes. Yes, that
yeah,
was
all
that
the vocals
obvious,
were,
but yeah.
All the vocals were chopped. Also, Renisha, she received 10s for her effect and was chopped for her performance for female figure. And also, it was a. What was the other person? The black hair or the purple? That was a vocal person.
Yeah, she got chopped too.
Yeah, it was one person got 10s for Vogue Femme, but he got chopped for his performance. And then the Twisters. A few of the Twisters got through, and then they battled the Prodigies, and the Prodigies won. And then Erica had to battle the Prodigies, and it gave you reminiscent of, this is my opinion, so they can take it how they want to take it. It was reminiscent of the coldest one to ever when it came down to the battles. Maybe one or two judges looked at both people. Other than that, everybody was focused on one individual. Hold on, I'll put y'all on mute real fast.
Hold on, we got another caller. 215-520, you're live on the air.
Yes, this is Meechie and Kenny again. We actually had got cut off, so I called back in.
Okay.
Oh, great.
Okay, but I had a question. Because I got cut off, so I didn't hear. I came in kind of on the tail end of something. Was it a question in reference to Erica walking the category?
Yeah, the question was...
Why did she walk the legendary?
The question was, why did she walk the regular category if they had legendary performance? It's an unspoken word in the ballroom that if they have a legendary category, legends is not supposed to walk the regular category, it's supposed to walk the legend category.
Well, actually what it was it was open to all performance for $1,000. And it was supposed to have been trophy for the legend, just like it was last year when the NBA won for the legends. That's how it was this year. Erica.
Right, but he's saying why didn't Erica come out for the legendary portion? She came out for the female figures as opposed to coming out for when they say, okay, can we get all the legends out? That's what
it is. Because someone said they're just telling everyone to come out, and it was never corrected. But she was there to walk the legendary portion. And I guess it didn't matter anyway because she got 10s for her performance and none of the other female figures did. So, I mean, technically she still was the only legend that walked.
Hello?
Yeah.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, we're here. Ronnie.
So, yeah, that's basically what it was, probably just a mix-up because at that point of the ball, Ronnie was trying to push the categories through because he wanted to get as many of them done as possible. So I think it was just never corrected, but, yeah, she was there to walk the legendary portion, and she didn't come out to battle the female figures. They just told her. She actually came out and got her. They were scoring people on their looks. And then Kevin was commenting at the time, and she walked back off after she got a 10 for her look because they stopped the category just to judge looks. And that's when a lot of girls got chopped. And
then they asked Kevin call for her to come back out because she needed to vote for her tents. So.
Everybody here?
Hello.
We're here.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got disconnected.
Cricket.
Hello?
Yeah.
Hello?
Can you hear?
Yeah, I can hear y'all. Okay, I got disconnected. Okay, hold on. We got another caller. 917-861. You're live on the air.
Hey, Kelly.
Yes, you're live on
it's
the
Shaylin.
Air.
It's Shaylin. It's
Shaylin.
I had actually, how you doing, sweetie? I had actually just wanted to clarify that thing with Erica, but Michi came in, so he did it for, you know, he just kind of explained it, so.
Yes, I'm listening tonight.
Y'all are listening to
Rodney, are you still there?
I think he clicked over, Kelly.
No, he didn't click over. His call is dropped. Hold on. Let me get him back on the phone. His call is dropped.
Yeah, he had another question for y'all too, Michi, I think, so.
Hold on. Let me get hold on. Let me, I'm trying to get to Rodney's phone.
What else was there? Another highlight was Femme Queen Realness, the young lady from Live In, a woman from, I guess, Detroit. Yaya, she was real. She battled Lisa and Natalie and actually got them both. So congratulations, Yaya. That was definitely a night for you. You looked wonderful. Definitely a high battle.
Thank you very much.
Hello?
Rodney, you're back?
Yeah. Oh, okay. What the hell happened?
Okay, you're back.
Kelly, what happened to your team for the $3,000?
My team for $3,000, they didn't even call a category.
So did you have a team there?
The category was never even called.
That wasn't the question. The question was, did you have a team there?
Maybe, maybe not. The category was never called.
Well, now that the category wasn't called, can you go ahead and give us the team?
Maybe. That's neither here nor there. Alverde never called the category. This phone is going all funny. I'm just gagging, honey. Yeah, so any other highlights or lowlights from the ball?
Well, we talked about Femme Queen Realness. We talked about performance. Runway was run by the House of Live In. They definitely stormed Runway. Best Dress has a house, too. Now, you know what? I really need them to get up off the House's existence. I really do. They looked nice. Rodney, you agree?
I definitely agree. I just received the, hold on, let me go back to the office. I just got a check. They keep hitting me up saying, ask that question to me. Is he on the phone?
No.
What you
playing up for?
Yes. Okay, hold on, Peter.
where is it at? Okay, it says, Rodney, at the Dorian Corey Awards Ball, Alvernian purposely held up Best Dress at the house so the Long Vans can get ready, being as though it was supposed to be the first category of the night. The House of Resistance was ready to walk, and the category didn't get called until further down the line, maybe almost until the house was ready. What is your take on that, and why did he wait?
Okay, since we were debuting, some of the individuals who were, as Kenny, as you see, who were in the Grand March, he was also in the Best of the House. So I asked, could it be pushed back a category or two? And then in the meantime, in the between time, they still had to get out because he only was going to do one category and then do his Hall of Famers. So that's actually what happened. But also what we did, we opted to take our presence off the panel so that there was no Long Vin representation on the panel all night. We didn't want it to look like it was just a completely biased situation in no way, shape, or form. Any category we won without representation on the panel. So that's why that was done. But, I mean, it's happened at a lot of balls with a lot of houses. I've been at balls that I've asked judges to come back to categories. Jack does it all the time, you know. So it was a respect thing, and it wasn't no shame to the House of
Representatives. I guess the reason he asked that is because LaVernia is definitely a long band now, so he said he purposely did it so that your house can win, and that's why he asked a question, I guess.
Well, if we won because the judges thought we looked nice. Or better, for lack of a better word, but not because the category was held up. Because if Trickney was walking face and she came out and the category was held up and it was held for Lola, if Trickney came out and wasn't sitting over Lola, she's still not going to win. I mean, they didn't hold it up for us to go shopping. They held it up because we was getting pressed.
I agree. I'm just the in between for the questions.
Okay.
Anybody that's calling, that's texting my cell phone with stuff for the ball, you have to hit me up on Facebook. My phone is dead, so hit me up on Facebook early. My phone is dead right now. Devon, you're back on the line. Hold on, we got three more callers. 313-208, you're live on the air. Yeah. 313-208, you're live on the air.
Now, I just wanted to say, give my father kudos or whatever, Michi and Kenny, work, Robert.
Thank you for your kudos.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, the next caller that we have is 267-997, you're live on the air.
Hi, everybody.
Hi.
What up?
This is Mother Existence, Tatiana.
Hey, Tatiana.
Hi, how are you?
Hey, Tatiana, how are you?
Good. How is everybody tonight? I just wanted to chime in. I just recall Michi saying that they looked it better or something like that. Well, you know, we never was judged on, you know, who looked it better over one another. We, you know, it was said that we was chopped over a person's pair of shoes that they hit on that Tony didn't care for. So I don't really think it was a lick of who looked it better or who looked it better because we weren't judged on it. But I do think it was an unfair thing, but, you know, that's ballroom. We're not pressed about it. And
Tatiana, before you go, this is Michi. And I did say that. I said for a lack of better word because I didn't have the right word to use at the time, but I just was saying that basically we didn't win, like, because somebody pushed us to win or it was rigged or anything like that. Like, that wasn't the case because Tony even questioned one of the people in our production about his look, and then he gave 10. You know, that's how Tony is. Tony's very particular about things or whatever the case may be. But I mean, you're entitled to your opinion, you know, if you felt like it was unfair. And, I mean, that's to be respected.
No, I never,
you know,
said it was unfair. I'm not saying that it was unfair. I'm saying it's ballroom. That's what happened.
Oh,
and
yeah,
we'll come
yeah,
again.
Yeah.
And we'll keep on coming. So that's all.
And
thank you, everybody.
And
have a good night.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
And Greg, congratulations,
well,
Tati, on your Mother of the Year as well. I was going to tell you why you're on the line.
Well, you know the question is what's going to come. I got an inbox. Michi. Hello.
Yes.
Michi, you there?
We're here. Yes.
I in the inbox. The question was, well, when will Christina debut?
Oh. This is Kenny. I can just simply say that we have a lot more surprises in store, so I can only ask you guys to sit back and watch the show because you got a lot to offer. So, you know, can't give it all the surprises out, but you'll be seeing a lot more debuts coming at each one of our stops.
Inbox, I hope you got that. The person that asked that question, that's the answer.
Michi.
Yes.
This question insisted. He says, if I'm not mistaken,
Virgin performance was before the debut. So why didn't the House of LaVann debut at 10 o'clock when the ball was supposed to start so we could have had the ball and not prolonged the categories for the House?
Ooh. Well, they answered a lot of questions like it was my ball. But, I mean, that's a question you got to ask Alvernian. Like, why didn't we debut at this time? I mean, we didn't throw the ball, so it wasn't like we were, like, running the shots, calling the shots and stuff like that. But I did, when I got to the ball, I did help Alvernian get dressed and stuff like that, and he wanted to partake in the grand march and stuff like that, you know, because it was his awards ball. So as I was doing that, I was gave order to tell Jack to go ahead and start the ball, and then he stopped the ball.
Right.
Yeah.
All right. Right. Inbox, you got that?
Okay.
Okay.
Hold on. We have another caller. 404-454. You're live on the air.
Hey, what's up, Kelly? What's up, Alexis? What's up, Rodney? Martez.
Hey, Martez.
All right,
what's going on with you?
How are you?
How much is chilling, hand hurting?
Were you at the ball this weekend?
No, I wasn't at the ball. I was at the club, you know, in Atlanta for my last weekend. I'm leaving Thursday to move back to Connecticut.
Okay. Why?
Because I'm done with school, man. I found no other purpose to be here.
Makes sense. Okay.
Kudos to the House of Ivisu and the House of LaCroix. I hope it doesn't. You know, they don't have the little problem that some other house had, you know, with two overall fathers. Well, yeah, you know.
Stop reading the House of Lonnie, Cuddy. Stop reading
night.
The House of Lonnie.
Have a good night.
You always at the Blonics. It seems like you press, Montez.
No. I never said the Blonics. Every time I make a general statement, you guys always say the Blonics.
Because the Blonics was the only one with two overall fathers, honey.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I am in the Kiki thing, you know, so.
Baby, yeah.
Okay.
Thank you for calling in. Press one if you got something else to say. Hold on. The next caller we have is a private caller. Private caller, you're live on the air.
I don't know nothing about this house, a long vein or whatever. I'm just calling in to send a shout out to the House of Fella.
What's going on, brother?
Oh, nothing much. You know, nothing but that wretched wigs that Ashley been wearing lately.
Oh, my God.
Now, you can go and put me back on mute, baby. I'm trying to get this House of Long Vein pronunciation down right.
Okay. Thank you, brother.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God, this thing. Baby, honey, the girl is not having it here tonight, honey.
So, Michi.
Yes.
Could you give us a rundown of the categories that you guys did, definitely Storm and well, not Storm, but one at the ball for the evening?
I saw 10. Yaya won Some Queen Realness. Mother Erica Kane won the Open All Performance. Mook won Sneaker versus Sneaker. Mook also won Streetwear. Mother Ebony from Atlanta won Some Queen Face. Keith and Father Don Juan took Tall Boys Runway. Ethan took Big Boys Runway. Father Amp from Virginia and Storm took Small Boys Runway. Remy from Virginia took American Runway. Jador took Drags Runway. Kenny, Kennedy, Hershey and Christian won Best Dressed as a House, and Randy won Catboy Sex Hour.
All right. As y'all see, the House of LaVann is definitely in the building. I'll run down hours real quick. I just need to get that out of the way. So, the House of Prodigy, we won Transman Realness. We won Executive Realness. We won Realness with a Twist for the performance segment. We won Junior Sex Siren, Marquise on his major ball debut, Junior Sex Siren. We also won Senior Sex Siren with Rio. Hold on 1 second. Yes, sir. Okay. All right. Yeah, so we definitely was battling down for a lot of the categories. We also won Realtors as a House. I forgot about that one. We won Realtors as a House. So, congrats to both houses on their accomplishments at the bar playing last night.
I said congratulations, Ronnie. It definitely was a hot night with the competition between the two houses. So looking forward to meeting again.
Yeah. Marcus, what other categories would you like to discuss?
Discuss or my personal opinion on them?
The judges.
I didn't really see who was judging. I didn't see all the judges. I mean, you know, I don't really know. I mean, I didn't have a problem with the women. I didn't really watch much of the ball. I will say this. Now, what'd you say?
Why?
Devine, I'm like on my 9th or 10th week in a row going to a ball. I'm kind of balled out right now. It's no shade. I'm just, it all looks the same to me right
now.
Oh,
I forgot we want Pretty Boy Realness.
Yeah.
Tell why you mad.
That was a question. Ronnie, what did Pretty Boy Realness call for? And somebody did bring it to my attention.
It said bringing in a suit.
Okay. And just for clarity, what did Corey have on?
A tuxedo, which is a suit.
That's the answer I replied to the person. I said a tuxedo is referred to as a suit. But have you seen that ball before? Hold on, cut the beat, because I really wasn't paying that much attention. But have you seen at a ball before when they've had a suit and they've chopped people for having on blazers and pants? Like if the jacket didn't match the pants, it's not really a suit.
Right, but everybody understands a tuxedo is considered a suit.
That was my answer to the person, but I wasn't sure.
Yeah, a tuxedo is a suit. It's whether when you go to tuxedos, you can get those in parts, but it's a difference than a blazer and a pair of pants because all the texture, all the styles, and everything is totally different. So you can tell the difference that it's not a suit as opposed to being a shirt. I mean, being a jacket, a blazer, and a pair of pants.
Right. Well, whoever told me about, I forgot who was with today that did discuss that or yesterday with me. I was correct, so you do owe me. I think you're going to owe me an apology because I told you the word that follows tuxedo is suit. And so I just Googled it, and they said a tuxedo or dinner suit or dinner jacket is a semi-formal evening suit. So that would technically make it. How you doing? Okay, now I have a question just for personal edification. How do y'all feel? Okay, well, Michi, I'll ask you a question. How did you feel about Erica Kane having to bat?
You said, how did I feel about Erica having to battle back-to-back?
Right, you know, because there were 4 twisters left, and she was the only other contender left, so she had to battle all of them.
I personally didn't like it at all, and I spoke on it. But once again, it wasn't my ball. I had no control over, you know, how it ran. I thought she should have had a breather because it was like 2 or 3 more categories that was had after that category. So just like at the Coldest Winter, when they was giving the girls, you know, like breaks and stuff like that, like, you know, one battle, then they came back. I thought it was a bit much, and it kind of looked like a setup at times. But I know Erica, and I know she has a lot of get-up-and-go in her, so I knew she could do it, and I was proud that she did it. And I just want to say on the air, congratulations to my daughter on her win. But, yeah, I didn't like it at all.
Yeah.
And I figured that any other legendary femme queen would have gotten the respect of let her catch her breath or get a drink of water and then come back. And they didn't allow her to do any of that.
Because I was thinking at first that it was going to be the last category, so that's why they didn't want to do it. Then he pushed, once the lights were still on, he pushed a few more categories through, so it wouldn't be a re or wouldn't be anything. I think that's how it went.
Yeah, I understand all of that and everything, but yeah.
Now, my question would be, and this is just hypothetical, let's just say, because, you know, we're having something very similar in North Carolina where it's legend for years versus challengers versus $1,000 winners. If there was of these in the same house, would people battling till it got to one person, so that one person battled people battling $1,000?
You couldn't hear Marcus. I couldn't hear your question.
Okay.
Your phone
the question was, you know, a lot of times we have a tendency to say that, well, you know, at the Carolina Awards Ball, grand prize is always, there is no taking it as a house. How do you guys define taking it as a house? Because my question would be, if there's four trophies, right, and there are three live-ins left for $1,000 club winners, there are three of them standing, right? Would you guys be okay if those three had to battle down and it was only one person standing that won that of the year trophy or the $1,000 trophy, and then they battled for the $1,000? Or do you think that they should have, that each person should have a chance at $1,000 just because they're in the same house?
I personally think a win is a win, and so as a house, while we do appreciate healthy competition, we do not, we do not condone battling against your brothers and sisters. So in this case, you know, we would decide that they would take it as a house, and then they would split it amongst themselves evenly.
Well, that's not the question. The question is, consider
thinking
about North Carolina and then switch the position, like it's three or four live-ins and one prodigy. If we, do you think each person should get a shot at the $1,000?
Every person should get a shot at $1,000. There shouldn't be, if there's three of my house kids and there's one person left, that person should have to battle all three of them to get to the cash. Yes, correct.
Maybe for me, because I'm being old school, I don't see battling like Kenny said, the sisters and brothers, but I see that some ball promoters have it where there will be no house like Rodney's ball, what's in the name? You know what I'm saying? Certain balls like that where they say there's no name affiliation for the grand prizes and stuff like that. But I guess if that's what the ball promoter decides to do, then you have to respect that.
Right. Rodney, your thoughts?
For certain categories like that, they have all split up. My thing was, like, just say you have four prodigies, you have this and that. If the flyer says one winner for each segment, then you go about it that way. But if it doesn't, then if you got four Twisters left or four Vogue films or four female figures left for that house, then they all win. But like I said, when it comes down to it, the reason how we came up with the concept of Fireball is that when it comes to other year, just say four prodigies, I'm just using this hypothetically for the ball, just say four prodigies, one winner with a twist, all 4-1. And then now it's time for me to, man, to fill out the ballot. And we can only pick one name. We can't put four Twisters' names down there. We can only pick one name. And then they know whose name we put down there. The other three are going to feel shaded by their house leaders. They're going to feel like we like one more than the other, and different stuff like that. So that's how we actually came up with the concept for what's in the name, where it's one winner per category, so that person will really honestly feel like they work hard enough that they earn that spot and earn that win themselves. That's how we came up with the concept of football.
Now, this would be my question. Do you really think, and this is a follow-up, do you really think it's fair to the person that won their trophy by themselves, they battle everybody down, and then let's just say because of house affiliation, you have multiple people standing from your house, and now that person has to sit everybody when that person has done more battling and they're tired? It's more work on them.
Well, with categories like performance and stuff like that, when they're in the house practicing, they vote, the kids vote for 3 hours, 4 hours, nonstop. Then when they get to a ball, they act like they're tired after the first of two battles. But at the house where you see them in practice, and you see them stuff, they vote constantly for battle, for battle, for battle, for battle. And when we get to a ball, all of a sudden they're tired.
Okay. Now, what if the instance was, okay, let's say, like, there was three prodigies or three live-ins, and the promoter said, well, okay, you guys won this trophy, but only one person can vote for the $1,000. If that person gets eliminated, all three of y'all are eliminated. How would y'all feel about that? Or y'all can battle it out. Those three could battle it out and let the judges pick which one represents them.
Yeah, I think I would rather see them battle it out like the POCC ball when Arturo had to battle Pony. I would rather see that than for me to put my time and effort into walking the grand prize just to be told, you sit out because we think this person is the stronger person and they'll be the one that battle. To me, that's kind of late.
Right.
Hold on, y'all. We have another caller, and my phone is about to die. 404-444, you're live on the air. 404-444, you're live on the air. Okay, you're gone.
Mm-hmm.
Back to talking. We ain't got time for that. Yeah.
Okay. Kelly, I have a question for you.
Yes.
How did your kids feel about their overall father chopping them this weekend?
What did you say?
How did your kids feel about the overall father chopping them? Can I give a disclaimer? I'm only asking the questions that are coming through my inbox.
No,
yes,
I'm not, Marcus. I'm not attacking you.
Not you, Marcus.
No. They felt the way they were supposed to feel. They only get chopped by the overall father, the overall mother, or myself or Jack. And if they get chopped, they know exactly why they got chopped. They didn't bring the category correct.
True.
So they can't be mad.
Well, kudos to Andre for doing it. That is
correct.
A hard thing
if
to
you
do. Can,
I'd
that
rather,
is a
let me
awesome.
Tell you something. I'd rather sit on the judge's panel and know that one of my children is not bringing correct, and I chop them, then they get chopped by somebody else, because then they can come and ask me, why did you chop me? And I'll let them know, you wasn't bringing the category correct. I didn't want somebody else to chop you, so that's why I chopped you. The next time you need to work on that effect much better, or that performance.
Okay.
Michi?
Yes.
That's another question, but I answered it for you. I don't think I did it right, but I'm going to bring it out to you anyway. It says, could you ask Michi why didn't the female figure runway battle for the cash? And I told him that because the House of Levan had won all the other runway categories, period, so it wasn't nobody to battle but the female figure. And once she won that, the whole house won runway anyway. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Yeah, because you guys won Tall,
yep.
Small, Big, and All-American. And if you figure the only one really had to battle.
Kelly, you have a follow-up question. Why would the parents let the kids come out knowing that they are wrong from the beginning?
Excuse me?
Why would the parents let the kids out knowing they are wrong from the beginning?
Because some kids, you don't know, like how we do, and we have a meeting, and we know it's a major ball. We ask the kids to bring their effects to the ball. To the meeting. Some children decide at the last minute, okay, they're gonna pull something together, and they're gonna try to walk, and that's exactly why they get chopped, because they pulled it together last minute.
With that answer to the question, I am a poster.
Uh-huh. And any questions that y'all have to ask me about Ms. Rahi or about myself, y'all can inbox me. Y'all ain't gotta inbox Marcus or Rodney, honey. I'm not gonna attack y'all, take y'all head off.
Well, actually, they're posting them in the elite group. You might not be seeing that.
I'm not in the group. My motherfucking. I didn't bring my charger for my iPhone 5, honey, and everybody else got 4s and 4s's. So my phone is dead, honey. And this house phone is about to die, too. So, honey, the girls are good. Oh, no, it's no shade on y'all. Sorry. I don't want y'all to think it's no shade, honey. It's no shade on y'all. So, this house phone about to die. So, I ain't got no charger until tomorrow until I get to the mall. So, if this phone cut off, honey, girls, that mean, honey, I'm going to be gone, honey. If you ever find this dog humping my butt.
Oh, shit,
hello.
Yeah.
Oh shit, they locking this man up right here in front of my son's house. They just took him out of his car, honey. He got locked up.
Oh shoot, that's
Yes, he got locked up. I'm looking out the window right now. They just took him out the car, honey. It's a 2-door car, honey. They just took him out the car, honey, and they got him handcuffed and laying on top of the police car, and the cops is putting on his glove right now, his gloves to go in the car.
Kelly.
Oh,
speaking of, well,
yes,
hold on. Is Divine on the line? Divine?
Right here. Yeah.
Speaking of locked up, you didn't give us the story on Jake getting locked up.
That story is old. Jake got locked up.
Why? We never dropped it.
Oh, well, Jake got locked up last weekend. He went into the Apple store. He was told not to go into the Apple store, not to go into that particular Apple store. He still wanted to go into that Apple store. BJ Garcon pushed him through, Miss Thing. After he got pushed through and everything went through, he was on his way coming out the store, and security grabbed him up and took him to jail, Miss Thing. His bill was $20,000. He went to court that following Tuesday, and he was released on RRR.
Oh, okay.
And he goes back to court next week.
Congratulations.
Well, yeah, but she gave you the quick version. I mean, my thing was, from what I heard, honey, that was a story that had been positively burnt. So it was just absolute useless for you to even go in there. But,
yes.
I mean.
Would y'all like to help out the listeners?
Yes.
All right. Seth.
Why does your phone going in and out?
It is.
Can
you
hear me now?
What you said? Okay. Yeah.
I said, stay out of the Santa Monica store. Just stay out Santa Monica Apple store.
Yeah, stay out of the Apple store. Especially if you're a faggot. If you're dead,
first of all, the girls need to stay out the Apple store, period, Miss Thing. It's not even worth going to Apple anymore, because you go into Apple and you get four computers out of Apple, and it's only $6,800 for four computers out of Apple. Before, it was $15,000 for four computers, so you're not really getting anything when you sell the computers on the black market now anyway, but about $800 to $900, so it's a waste of time.
Yeah.
But they let the man go. They just wanted to search his car. I'm looking out the window.
Yeah, that's what I was just saying, Kelly. That's the normal procedure out here. The police, they go through your car because they're trying to catch you.
Oh, I didn't know that. Oh, well, bitch, girl. Baby, I didn't know they take you out the car.
Well, don't ever
search your car.
You rolling around, honey, have your shit on your person. Don't ever think you're going to stuff it in under the seat or in the glove compartment, because they will go right through the car. That's what LAPD does. They strip cars.
Oh, no, honey. Mm-hmm. This is serious, honey. They got a bitch
yes,
nervous,
ma'am.
Honey. I'm too big for them to be having me laying on the front of a hood of a car.
Well, and you you going to talk a little shit, honey. They're going to snatch you around.
Oh, no, I'm not going to say nothing. I'm going to be real nice. Yes, sir. No, I'm just here on vacation. I'm just here on vacation for 3 weeks from New York.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
Yeah.
Is Michi still on the line?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. Congratulations to Don Juan. Very deserved. When is Rodney's turn? Is it coming soon? Rodney.
Well, actually, in the Outspoken Legends and Icon group, names were submitted from each house. I did submit Rodney's name as well as Don Juan's legendary status. I wasn't in on the voting process, so I can't actually tell you why he was not chosen. Because to me, both of their body of works is pretty much the same.
Each other. Yeah, they were kind of twins.
They were kind of like the Wonder Twins, you know, for that category. You know, so all I can say is, you know, if Rodney put the work in this year, then hopefully he'll be up for it next year.
Yeah, definitely. I just wonder, because, you know, when you see one, you kind of always saw the other, so...
But you know what I think it is? Because a lot of those lists from in that group, it's about 10 to 11 people in each region on those lists. And I think they're only picking about two or three of them and deeming them legends, honey. So I don't know.
Yeah, well, I can't wait to see New York, because that list is scary. But,
yeah, that list for New York is very long for legend and icon, honey. So that list is very long. So it'll be a New York Awards Ball. So all you girls in the Chicago and the Midwest area that's waiting for your status, honey, it'll be happening. You know, they'll vote the week before the Chicago Awards Ball, and y'all find out, honey. But some of those girls shouldn't even be on that list, but we ain't going to name no names.
No.
For the Midwest area.
Yes, I'm checking.
Huh? You said what, Rodney?
I think you said hold the line for 2 seconds.
Oh, he said hold the line for 2 seconds, honey. And I'm tired of the girls throwing underhand shade on Facebook, Miss Thing, and knocking at my door, Miss Thing. Girl, stop knocking at my door, girls, okay? You don't want to dance with the devil on a blue moon night. Honey, okay.
You mean the blue moonlight?
Yes, honey, the girls was knocking at my door this weekend, honey. I was gagging, honey, that it took the girls 5 days to knock at my door, but the girls was really knocking at my door. I don't know why the girls want to knock at my door. I just don't understand why.
Girl, you got to tell them, Kelly, it puts the lotion on the skin or it gets the hose again.
No, baby, you know, but you know, maybe the girls are calling before my phone die, honey, and I'll be off the show, honey. The girls are calling before the phone die, honey, and tell me why. I want the girls to tell me why you mad, son.
Okay.
That's what I need to know, honey. The girls need to tell me why I hit it to Roscoe's.
This my team.
Huh? Hello?
Yeah, well, I can hear you.
Oh, y'all can hear me? Divine?
Mm-hmm.
Divine? Is Divine still there? Is Rodney there? Is London there? Is anybody there?
Wait, I'm here, Kelly. I'm here.
Oh. Baby, I thought I was all by myself, honey.
I was actually falling asleep.
Oh, Marcus, you didn't hear me. I can't hear nobody.
Kelly, you can't hear me?
I can hear you, London. I hear Marcus now. Who else is on the phone lines, honey? This is carrying on, honey. I'm gagging, honey. I'm really unprofessional. I'm so sorry to everybody that's in the room and everybody that's on the phone line. I'm really unprepared and unprofessional tonight, honey. I rushed out the house, honey, trying to get to the airport and left my charters and everything, and I'm unprepared for tonight, honey. So I'm so sorry.
Kelly and Marcus, this is Michi.
Yes.
Me and Kenny's still on here, but Kenny has to take it down for work in the morning. So we're going to get ready to go.
On.
No problem. Thank you for having me.
It was good.
It's always a pleasure to have y'all. One question before you take it. Is this supposed to be the year for the Evisa Ball? So are y'all going to have your house ball in October this year?
We won't be having an Evisa Ball, but.
Not an Evisa Ball, but I'm talking about as the Laven, you know, honey. Are y'all having the house ball this year?
We'll be having an exclusive Laven function. The works, like I said, we were quiet last year, so this year we got a lot in store. So we're gonna look out for something to drop. You'd be surprised if we got up our sleeves with the combined, creativity between the two houses. We definitely got a few things up our sleeves, and we'll give you a ball to remember.
Okay, I know that's right, honey.
Yeah. And I just wanna about one thing. I just wanted to give a shout out to all the leaders collectively within the house of Exclusive Laven. We actually have been working on this for a few months. We actually sat in for about a 13-14 hour meeting in which we just hashed everything out so we can be on one accord. So from the south to the east and the north, all the collective leaders here, thank you for all your hard work and efforts, because we could not have done it without you. And we're just ready to take this ball we've seen by storm.
Congratulations.
Very well said, Kenny. And thank you guys for having us on the show. And you can always invite us back. We'll be welcome to come on to the show.
Okay, I know that's right. Thank y'all for definitely calling in and definitely answering all the questions that everybody in ballroom had.
All right. Thank you guys.
All right.
Thank you.
Have a good night.
You welcome.
Bye.
Okay, honey. No, yeah, honey, yeah, I'm by myself, honey, girl. You tried it, Miss Thing. I guess the girl scared you off, Miss Thing. That's why you ain't called in, Miss Thing. You ain't what the girls are handed to you, Miss Thing. Is that the real eat, Miss Snow?
No, she's blizzard out, though. She's not,
She's blizzard out? I thought she was nervous. I thought she didn't want the girls to hand it to her. That's why she didn't call in, honey. Baby, you know, honey, it's many things, honey. Baby, I'm getting my life. I don't know what's going on, honey. I don't know where Rodney's at. I don't know where nobody's at, honey. Baby, let me tell you something. These phones is about to die, and I'm so sorry to all of you girls that's here and on the phone lines and everything. But tonight, baby, since I'm working under these conditions that I'm working under, Rodney's still working, the rest of the cast is not here tonight, we're going to take it in the show early, okay? London's Tea Party will definitely be live on the air tomorrow night. They will definitely finish with the recap and have all the shade and all the gossip and all the tea. And I hope the numbers be great like they was tonight. Wednesday night will be the State of Emergency show with the CEO and founder of the House of Couture, Jasmine Couture. And I hope the numbers be the same way they is here on Monday and Tuesday night. I hope the numbers be the same way when it's definitely a positive show on Wednesday night.
What happened, Kelly?
Everybody needs to, we about to end the show.
Oh, okay. But wait, it was supposed to be the ball in Detroit, right? Did you hear anything about that?
I heard that it was really nobody there, and they didn't have a commentator, they didn't have the cash, and it was really nobody there, like 15 people. It wasn't even a ball. They said it was just like a meeting, a house meeting. So, but everybody definitely listen on Wednesday night for a positive show. I hope the numbers be great when it's a positive show. To all the house mothers and house fathers out there, please definitely let your children be a part of the Wednesday night show. It's definitely something positive. It's definitely something educational. And definitely, you know, it's definitely a great show. So have your kids definitely be a part of that also. If they can definitely listen to the negative, they can also listen to the positive. So on that note, everybody that's on the phone, can y'all say goodnight one by one? And we're definitely going to get up out of here.
Good night, everybody. Y'all have a good night.
Marcus? Marcus is going London.
Good night, everyone. Tune in tomorrow night and Wednesday night.
And I want to thank you, London, for opening up the show and starting the show for me and holding me down. Thanks, girl.
No problem.
Okay. I am the legendary mother, Kelly Mizrahi. I love y'all all for loving me. Whatever alleyway, whatever bathroom you definitely do go into, please make sure you do practice safe sex because the life you save will definitely be your own. London and Jason and Mark and Naima and Tiffany and J-Rock and the whole Tea Party cast will definitely be here tomorrow night. And Jasmine and her distinguished cast members will definitely be here on Wednesday night definitely to give you the State of Emergency show. I love y'all all for loving me. Good night. And I'll see y'all all on the air tomorrow night. Bye-bye.
The 5th Annual Carolina Awards Ball. Saturday, February 23rd, 2013. Grand prize number one. Open to all team states. The Dream Team for $2,000. Grand prize number two. Open to all performance for $1,000. Legends versus $1,000 club winners versus of the year versus challengers. Mini grants include Drag's Realness for $500, Butch Queen's Schoolboy Realness for $500, Butch Queen European Runway for $500, and Female Figure Runway for $250. Again, that's Saturday, February 23rd, the 5th Annual Carolina Awards Ball. Location, Victory Lane Entertainment Venue. 2330 Tipton Wood Drive, Charlotte, North Carolina. Doors open at 9 p.m. Awards presentation begins at 10. Ball begins at 11 p.m. Admission, $30 all night. Tables, $200. Seats, 10 with refreshments. Your commentator for the evening, the icon Jack Mizrahi. And your DJ, legendary Von Allure.
there will be free and confidential HIV testing that will be offered by the Powerhouse Project. And don't forget the official Carolina Awards Ball Aftermath, that Sunday, February 24th. The legendary House of Escada presents Mission Possible House Ball, April 13th, 2013, in Dallas, Texas. Every single category is for cash. Grand prize, runway for $1,000. Mini grands include Butch Queen Legendary Performance for $500. Butch Queen Trilogy, Face, Body, and Realness for $500. Stem Queen Trilogy, Face, Body, and Realness for $500. Sex Siren for $500. Open to All Performance for $500. 60 Seconds of Fame Performance. Sing, Dance, or Lip Sync for $250. This will be an early event, with doors opening at 6 p.m. and LSS starting promptly at 7 p.m., followed by Grand March. Admission to this event is $30. Tables are $100 if purchased by April 1st, $150 afterwards. Free admission given to everyone tested, and the house or family with the most members tested receives $1,000. Second place house or family receives $500, sponsored by Abounding Prosperity. The Icons, Jack and Selvin Mizrahi will be on the mic. The location, the luxurious Dallas Informant Building, located at 1950 North Stemmons Freeway in Dallas, Texas. Please contact Father Danny Escada for questions, for host hotel info, or for table purchases at 972-370-6473. Or the overall Father Neiman Marcus Escada via Facebook at Marcus Fox. Also, visit the event page on Facebook, Escada Mission Possible House Ball, for detailed information.